love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings,
then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
be my last. But you could be my last. And baby, be my last. But you could be my last.
Deborah Isle and the title track from her brand new solo effort, Stay Strong. Deborah, I'm really liking that album. Great stuff on that disc.
Oh, thank you. I had a blast making it.
Now, can I assume that there's a little bit of a new wave influence on that song?
Absolutely. Could you please? To me, it sort of reminds me a little bit of Cultish. And also, yeah, it is like reaching back to my legacy from Romeo Void, I think, a little bit sonically.
It's a bit of a bridge, yeah. I mean, it's the familiar, yet it's definitely a 21st century sound.
That's right. The lyric came to me partly through Facebook.
Really?
The verses. Yeah, I asked people to write to me and tell me about their teenage trysts. And I got like about 62 responses or something. And with my poetic license, I kind of moved things around a little bit. And I used all these people's memories but my own practically.
That's good. That way you won't have 62 people suing you for that.
Yeah. Well, and also not everybody, you know, it's like I didn't give away the goods.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. The blanket and the practice rehearsal booth and all that. That's good
stuff. I know. That one's the one that makes me crack up.
But you know what? Even so, I think about this. This one, out of all the tunes on the album, this one really hits home the most for me as well.
Well, thanks.
Love it. I love it.
It's acknowledging that we all have a past. Mine is quite colorful.
I've got a genuine rock star in my booth right now. This is pretty amazing. So I just want to ask you this now, because normally people move away from Sacramento. You now live here. Did I get that right?
I love California, and I was out in Arizona, and my husband got offered a job in Sacramento, and I lived in San Francisco for many, many years. I grew up in Fresno, so I thought, hey, it's right in the middle between. I can go see my family or go see my friends. Let's go.
It's perfect. Yeah, you're 2 hours from one, 3 hours.
And I live two blocks from the river, and, you know, I love water.
Oh, that is nice. I bet in the summer that comes in handy.
Oh, yeah, all year long. It's a beautiful place.
Awesome.
Hawks and beautiful wildlife.
It is neat that we do have some nature right in the city. That is kind of amazing. So Romeo Void, this is the question I've been dying to ask. Never thought I'd have this chance. I've been dying to ask this for almost 30 years. Where did that name come from?
Well, we were sitting around the kitchen trying to think of a name. And, you know, we had all these sort of rules, like we don't want a the, you know, because all the bands we liked then didn't have the, you know, Joy Division didn't have the Joy Division, you know. Joy Division, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but we were putting words together, and we had a magazine that on the cover it said, Why Women Can't Get Laid in San Francisco.
Oh.
And it was because there's so many gay men. That was the answer in the article.
Right.
Pretty dumb article, really. Yeah, really pretty dumb, because we were all getting all the action we wanted. And, and the other thing was I had a book of Anna East Nin. And my writing, you know, my lyric writing was always pretty personal.
Yeah.
And so Anna East Nin, you know, was a big, you know, influence of mine. And so we were just flipping through and we found the words void and on another page the word Romeo. And we just put them together and was like, Romeo Void. And a lot of my songs were about failed romances.
Interesting, yeah.
So it seemed to work.
And I guess if you're talking about that era and the ratio of available men to women, there was a void of Romeos or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That's cool. God.
Well, especially if you weren't down doing kind of the Fern Bar meat market scene, Union Street and Laura Ashlin.
Yes.
You know.
The fern and the brass railings. I remember those days.
I had friends who made good money as cocktail waitresses in those bars.
I can imagine. Yeah, that was definitely a time, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then afterwards they'd go down to Mabuhay and hang out.
So how did you get your start in music?
Well, I always used to, you know, sing and make up hand gestures when I was riding my bicycle. I knew all the lyrics to songs when I was a little kid. I had teenage babysitters that always played the radio. And then when I was in going to the Art Institute in San Francisco. I was going to Mabuhay Gardens all the time. And there was this band forming called the Mummers and the Poppers.
Ah, I like it.
And it was sort of like the Commitments. We were redoing some like old kind of Motown stuff, you know, Boy from New York City.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And things like that. And I was just like a backup singer in the band, probably because I was willing to be, not because I could really sing all that good or anything.
Oh, oh.
And I certainly did not harmonize. And but anyway, so that sort of got me on stage. And then it was kind of like, well, I went and saw the Avengers one night, you know,
wow,
obviously.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, it was kind of like one of those I can do that moments.
Yeah.
And I thought, I have something to say. I'm going to write my own songs.
That is so cool. And I would say out of all your strengths, writing is probably the preeminent one. I mean, your lyrics are just amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And even on the new album, too. So then the big question is, how did you make that jump to the next level, the big break, fame? That's something that not everybody can say they've achieved.
I didn't really have a hand in it except to be there being myself, doing what I do the best I can, you know. Howie Klein came around once with I can't remember his name. He was a rock critic who died tragically. Lester Bangs.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And Lester Bangs saw us at a sound check. We were opening up for SVT and the Yanks. Mm. And he said, "You got to sign that girl's really something else." And then he passed out or whatever. And so Howie was checking us out after that. And he came to us and said, "Do you want to do a single?" And we actually turned him down. We said, "No, we want to wait until we can do a whole album."
Nice.
And so about, you know, 4 months later or whatever, we like said, okay, we're ready to do an album if you want to do an album with us. And he did. So then he was like the super promoter of the bands on his labels, you know, and he had this map of the United States, all bands on tour at all times. And we went out and toured and toured and toured.
All over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tour outside the U.S. too?
Not until we were just about ready to break up.
Oh, no.
I know. The good things always come near the end, I guess.
Oh, man. Man, but that was a different era for the music industry, too. I mean, in those days, it seems like you needed a break and somebody had to sign you to something to get noticed and to get airplay.
Well, you needed someone like Howie on the phone every day harassing people, because we really broke out of WBCN in Boston, K-Rock in L.A.,
yay,
that Long Beach station out of Long Beach.
KLON.
That's right. KUSF in San Francisco, yeah, and KALX, you know, and college radio. Our whole first tour was college radio. So independent stations like this one. You know, this is a good way for bands to get their music out now is, you know, listen to the internet radio stations, the ones that play the music that you like, and send them your music and get people to listen to you that way.
Yeah, and that's where it's happening now, because the one thing I'd say is different between now and then, anybody can make their own music and release their own music, and they can do it without a label or a guy, you know, harassing people.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, then you just have to find like minds out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the musicians and even the independent radio guys like me, it's interesting. The internet's been a great tool. Like for me, I might only have 20 listeners today or 30 listeners today, and they may not even, there might not be any of them in Sacramento, but I've got them strategically located around the globe. You might find you've got fans in all sorts of strange places out there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It is pretty wild. Your songwriting, I've noticed it seems like there's always been a positive message to your songwriting, even Never Say Never, which we're gonna hear later. I mean, I never thought about it, so I saw you perform it at the CD release party, but when you said Never Say Never and your eyebrows kind of went up, I thought there's that glimmer of hope, that positivity there.
You know, I do have positivity. It's true. And what I always say, it kind of aggravates some of my friends, is what's the alternative?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're not going to be positive, what are you going to be? Negative? You know, so if you're not going to believe in yourself, what is that going to mean? You're going to hate yourself?
Yeah.
And I have really never bought the story from our culture about like self-hatred. And as a woman, you know, I'm big and I'm kind of loudmouthed, and at least when I'm singing, I'm actually pretty quiet when I'm just talking. But, you know, I wasn't afraid to just speak my mind and say, I have something to say, and you can all listen.
So the new album, Stay Strong, how was the recording process for that?
Well, Peter Dunn wrote all the music, and he tracked every guitar part and all the drums and everything in his home studio. And we were really comfortable writing together. We started writing songs together in the mid-90s.
Okay.
And when I moved back to California, I said, well, you know, let's start writing another album. We had done a show together at Slim's with Translator and Wire Train.
Oh, I love Wire Train. Oh, yes, man,
they were great. And the show was great. And it was real exciting to see an audience go nuts again. And I had fun doing Not Safe.
Oh, yeah.
That was my highlight of that night. And then the crowd went nuts, of course, and we did live Never Say Never. And just the energy of all that, I thought, you know what? I want new songs so that when I go out and sing, they'll start singing the lyrics to the new songs. So
yeah, exactly.
Let's go make an album. And, you know, have some fun. It doesn't hurt that there's a huge recession and I'm chronically unemployed since I moved back to California. But
oh, yeah. Welcome to our state. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of helped out artistically. And I'm here to leave my mark. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly. And you said something about singing along to the new songs. Well, it succeeded here because I do sing Be My Last in the car, you know, when nobody's listening. I love that one. The one we just heard.
Yeah.
So why don't we hear another one? Which one would you like to hear off the new
album? Let's hear the title one, Stay Strong.
All right. We're here with Deborah Isle. We're going to hear the title track from Stay Strong.
Recharged Radio.
Yeah.
Laura Eyle, our guest here in studio with Stay Strong, the title track from her new solo album. And I was treated. You were singing that for me right here in the studio. It was awesome.
Well, you know, I know that song.
I hope so. It was great. It was hearing Stereo Deborah's, and you know what? I couldn't tell the difference. You sounded just as good here as you did on the CD.
Oh, well, that's good. Not a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. That kind of bothers me, especially when they do that weird effect that Cher made popular. That I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, right now I want to acknowledge a few listeners. We got some friends listening tonight or tomorrow, as the case may be. Jan is listening in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Jan. Odell is listening in Washington State. And Odell reminded me that turntables have three speeds. Not only do they have 33 and 45, but some have 78. This one, I don't think so. But you didn't bring any 78s, did you?
No, I did not. My personal collection doesn't go back that far.
And I don't have wax cylinders myself, so we're good. And I want to send out a shout to Pete Hackett, who produced Maxie Dunn's track that we heard before. Pete's listening in the West Midlands tomorrow morning. It's like almost 1 in the morning. So thank you so much for staying up late, Pete.
Yeah. Hey, Pete.
Wow. So let's do a little shameless commerce here. How do my listeners find out more information about you, your music, your illustrious history, all that good stuff?
Okay. Well, there's all kinds of places. But first, you have to know my name, Deborah Eyle, Deborah Eyll. With that, you can go to Google and you can go to my website, DeborahEyll.com, where you can download, go to through PayPal to get an autographed CD.
Ooh.
You can stream the album and just listen to it while you're sitting at your computer.
That's good stuff.
And you can order a t-shirt, read the lyrics, all that kind of good stuff. And then you can also go over to Reverb Nation, where I have tons of videos up and press and all kinds of stuff like that at Reverb Nation.
Oh, cool.
And also on Facebook, Deborah Eyle Music.
Yay, friend her up, folks.
Friend me up. And I'm pretty active, as you know.
Yes. I'm just so thrilled we have some legendary new wave fame right here in Sacramento that we can share with the world. How do you like Sacramento?
I really like it. I grew up in Fresno, which is valley town with the agriculture and all that. So it's real comfortable in that way for me. And it's really close to the Bay Area. So that's kind of my cultural roots is San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those deviant people and nice. Deviation is what I do the best.
Woohoo! That's why you're in music and that's why we're on the radio today. Yes.
Yeah.
And Sacramento's interesting because it's sort of like, I think it's what happens when you cross the Bay Area with the Valley. You sort of get the culture and you sort of get the rootsiness of the Valley, the history.
And it also kind of reminds me of Portland, Oregon, because it's got the river thing. Portland's got the river going right through it. There's like all kinds of cool people riding around on bicycles down in Midtown and all that crafty and, like lots of crafty people and bicycle people and vinyl loving people and punk bands. All that stuff is good in Sacramento. I have to do a shout out to some of the local young bands that I've listened to since I've been here.
Go for it.
Dog Party.
Yay.
Yeah. And Simple Jack.
Yay, Simple Jack.
I really like those guys. Also, Jeepster.
Jeepster. Well, I don't know them, but of course I know the T-Rex song of the same name.
Yeah, there was a band. Actually, I think they broke up, but they have a really great song, and I happen to have one of their songs on my iPod, so they'll never go away from me.
Cool.
But yeah, there's lots of great musicians here.
Wow. See, that's such great stuff. I cannot believe that this first half hour has gone by this fast. I think we have time for one more of your Stay Strong songs before we do the deep dive into the vinyl you brought. What would you like to hear?
Okay, let me tell you a story then.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to play the dance song that starts out the record. It's called Bring It.
Cool.
And the actress who played Precious in the movie Precious.
Yeah.
Her name's Gabrae Sidibe, and she said in an interview, "People see me. They don't expect much, but I do."
Wow.
And I thought, you go, girl. And I'm going to write a song with that very same sentiment. So this goes out to Gabrae Sidibe, wherever you are. Thanks, girl.
That is awesome. What a deep thought. So with that, we're going to hear Bring It and Deborah Eyle here on the radio.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
dreams. I don't play a hero in every scene, but I come to my rescue to get what I need. I keep bringing it when I get pushed around. But if I'm not dead yet, you can't bet. I'm not dead yet.